summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. So let's look back at Friday's U.S. December payrolls figures. Payroll gains came in below expectations, but there was a slight pickup in wages, while the jobless rate that held steady. So given these signs of a full employment or near full employment economy, will the jobs data still be as crucial for investors in 2018?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think we're kind of reaching a max for the monthly employment numbers, the actual numbers. The key in 2018 will be wages. Investors are very much looking at expectations of a full employed labor force, and the wages are going to be key, not only for incomes for workers, but pressures on margins for companies. So the big story in the labor environment for 2018 is going to be wages or the lack thereof.
Wages, then what about inflation, then, or the lack thereof? Which one would hold a greater sway when it comes to your investment decisions?
It's going to be more the wages, because it's going to tell me that there is a tighter labor market. Companies have to pay up. The ones that don't have the productivity gains in place, they're going to see their margins compress. So I think, you know, wages and then inflation, that'll follow. In most cases, and that, you know, you can see the Fed perhaps move a little bit more aggressively. I expect the Fed to raise rates 3 times this year. But if we don't get the wage increase, then we don't get the inflation bump, and then, you know, we have another year of, you know, inflation being MIA. But I don't think that's going to be the story this year.
Got it. So wage growth first, then possibly inflation to follow suit. Okay. In other economic indicators, Joe, we've also got an eye on December's U.S. retail sales data that's due out this Friday, 9:30 p.m. Malaysian time. What are your expectations for that print?
I think it's going to be better than expected. The holiday sales are pretty robust when you look at, you know, Black Friday to the end of the year and over the holiday. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a robust number, 4 or 5% in that range. There's a lot of optimism around the consumer. Employment's low. Wages have picked up a little bit. So there's no reason not to expect retail sales to be pretty solid in December.
Now, also this week, we've got U.S. companies, including Wells Fargo and also BlackRock. They are set to report earnings. Will that translate into another near-term rally for U.S. stocks? Because, like we saw at the close, U.S. equities just keep shattering records after records, right?
They do. I mean, it's not going to be every day. It's not going to be green. It's a good question about the earnings for fourth quarter, because here's what's going to happen. I mean, a lot of banks in particular, other companies, because of the new tax regime that's now in place in law in the United States, I think there's going to be a lot of one-off charges, particularly amongst banks, that's going to cloud really kind of what's really happening. I think the banks will emphasize that fourth quarter was good, not great. Optimism about 2018, the benefits of the corporate tax cuts. So, you know, investors have got to very carefully kind of slice and dice the corporate tax initiatives and knock-on effects in fourth quarter. But in general, earnings are going to be solid again, and that's why the market keeps grinding higher.
But Joe, what will be the key risks to that narrative, though? Will those corporate tax cuts necessarily translate into, say, higher capital spending or more job creation, etc.?
That's a great question, and really no one knows that answer. Every company will be different. I think it'll be a little bit of everything. There'll be some hiring, some investment, share buybacks, dividends. Maybe some companies will pay off some debt. So I think it's going to be a little all above. I mean, the financial engineering this year is going to be quite robust, aggressive this year because of the corporate tax cut. But I think all of the above. I mean, right now, companies are hiring, looking for workers because the demand is strong. Not so much, and they need the supply. So we're going to see more supply-side initiatives, and hopefully that drives the economy forward.
Now, Joe, something else in the U.S. to keep an eye on over the next fortnight or so, you've got the threats of another partial U.S. government shutdown, yet another one. Will that weigh on your near-term outlook?
Not necessarily, because government shutdowns, they typically don't last long. The markets see right through them. So really, no. I mean, you know, it's political theater. You know, it makes for headline risk. But to me, when you look at globally in the United States, Southeast Asia, Malaysia included, the tech cycle, things are good. And so we're going to grind higher. So it's going to be a headline risk, but not much more than that.
Got it. Now, looking over at Europe then, you've got economic confidence over there. It's reached its highest in nearly two decades. Which sectors or countries are you most optimistic about over there?
You know, I like in Ireland, they're doing well. The UK, that's kind of my least favorite. But I like France. I like Germany. I like the pharmaceutical firms, transportation, travel and tourism. They're going to do well. I think some of the oil stocks in France. So really, you know, and if you got a little bit more risk adverse, I'd be buying banks in Italy, Spain, and Greece. I do think there's warranted there. The kind of the risk reward return favors investors. So there's some good places to put money to work across Europe in different risk levels.
So conversely, which markets or which asset classes are you staying away from? Let's keep it to the European context there.
I mean, asset classes we're kind of staying away from. You know, the one country that we were kind of not looking at. Well, we're looking at the UK, for instance. We like the exporters. We don't like the domestic side, the domestic companies, because we do think UK is going to lag here. But in general, you know, whether it's more defensive sectors, we're not buying. We're more cyclically driven. You know, we like the cyclicals because we are seeing and we're still in the midst of that cyclical upturn in Europe, which we think is, you know, it's 6, 7, 9 months behind the United States. So you want to be long cyclicals, be a little shorter on the defensive side.
But here's the thing, Joe. You know, we've got some political uncertainty over there in Germany, over in the UK. Theresa May is going through this cabinet reshuffle. So are there parallels to be drawn with the US here, whereby these will just be some near-term headline risk, or could that pose a greater risk to perhaps the fundamental growth story over there in Europe?
I don't think it's going to hurt fundamentally. You know, Mario Draghi, the ECB. They're going to be continuing to expand their balance sheet into the fall, into September, October. So that's a huge tailwind. You know, the euro's kind of lost a little steam here. That's good. That's good for earnings. So, you know, the political dynamics, whether it's Italy, whether it's Germany, the UK, you know, they just play out. The markets seem to seem right through that. I mean, I would watch Poland and the kind of the tussle they're having with the EU here, how that plays out. But, yeah, I mean, let's face it, investors in the markets, we're immune to these political dynamics, and we just kind of charge it ahead on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are what? You know, good employment, consumer optimism, CEO optimism, and just loads of liquidity. You can't fight the central banks. There's a lot of liquidity out there.
And Joe, speaking about the central banks, you know, the ECB's bond buying, that's set to continue at least until September. What do you think is going to happen in the fourth quarter? Again, given all those fundamentals that you highlighted, is it time for Mario Draghi to really ease up on its QE program, or at least, or maybe even put a hard stop to it?
No, I mean, I think, you know, the ECB will follow the playbook of the Fed, and the Fed has been and shown move very gradually. Glacially, gradually, communicate to the markets. The ECB will stop buying, as you said, in September. Then they'll start to taper after that. So, you know, monetary conditions in the European Union, euros are very favorable this year and it really into early 2019. The only hiccup to that would be, suppose the Fed moves more aggressively here in the United States because it has to. That could put the central banks a little bit more on edge in terms of a quick snapback in inflation. But right now, no markets are really pricing it. Unexpected snapback in inflation.
Thank you so much, as always, for your time and your insights. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.